The stats after three with Jeffersonville leading Warsaw 47-30. Warsaw 12 of 34 from the field, 35%, 3 of 14 from three-point range, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Jeffersonville 18 of 40 from the field, 45%, 7 of 17 from three-point range, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Jeffersonville 26-16. Warsaw with the 11 turnovers and Jeffersonville with 8. Red Devils have the ball. Renee drives right in the lane. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound hit a bunch of people and went out of bounds. It belongs to Warsaw. So the Lady Tigers get a stop. Look, this Warsaw team is talented enough they can erase a 17-point deficit in 8 minutes. But they haven't shown you anything, certainly in this game, but throughout the day to make you think that they can put together a run that big. Vilma. Inside Winchester, wheels inside and puts it in. Brooke in double figures now for the 15th time in 15 games. She's got 10. Long pass down court, too high for Thompson. Out of bounds. Warsaw's got it right back. It's going to take a lot of that for Warsaw to get this thing going in the right direction. Bricker will jog it across the line. Looks left, finds Villaba in front of the Warsaw coaching staff, then back across to Bricker. Bricker makes a fake, drives left, got down to the block, puts it up, puts it in. Bricker now with 9, her average 16. 47-34, Warsaw within 13. Brene at the timeline against Knepp. Who's out there with Wren, Winchester, Villaba, and Bricker. Brene picks up her dribble, right side Marble, down to the corner for Johnson. Johnson back up the sideline to Marble. Now she'll bring it toward the center circle and pick up her dribble. Far side for far side for Johnson. Now to Renee against Vilma near the timeline. They look like they're running a little time here, trying to spread the Lady Tigers out. Mason, backdoor pass inside to Johnson. Johnson puts it up and in. Johnson didn't even know the pass was coming until it hit her in the shoulder. And nobody from Warsaw is close enough to be able to stop her. Winchester back out to Bricker. Bricker drives in the corner. Wren, she'll gather up and shoot a three, and it's an air ball. I mean, that wasn't even close. That's 2 feet wide and 2 feet short. Now the rebound's grabbed by Renee for Jeffersonville. They lead by 15 with 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Mason hands off to Johnson on the weave from left to right. She gives to Marble coming to the free throw line. Then all the way out to the other side. Tries to hand off to Renee and does. Renee backs it back out. Well, into the center circle. Lenny Krebs trying to bark out instructions. Renee down the lane, kicks it out in the corner. Mason a jump shot for three, and it's good. Her fourth three-pointer of the game. 52-34. Back up to an 18-point Jeffersonville lead. Winchester at the top of the lane, kicks it out. Vilma will try for three. That's good. Her second three-pointer of the game, or of the day. She hit one earlier. Timeout Warsaw. 5:19 left. We're going to keep it here with Jeffersonville in the lead, 52-37. Again, the Lady Tigers host Northridge next Saturday night. That's a big game. That's essentially for the conference championship. There's still games to play, but Warsaw and Northridge will be heavily favored in their remaining games. 6:15 JV start time, and then after the JV game is over, there'll be a ceremony to honor the 2003-2004 Warsaw Lady Tiger basketball team as we remember the 20th anniversary of their run to the state championship game down in Indianapolis. That team won 7 championships during their season. Lenny Krebs has one timeout left. That one was to set up the three-quarter court trap. Renee splits it, runs down the left side of the lane, off-balance shot, no good, foul called. Knepp with the foul, her second. And Renee is going to shoot two here for the Lady Devils. Again, not a good free-throw shooting team. Not a bad choice to foul. You don't want to foul your players out, but Renee is 1 out of 2. She's one of their best at 67%. That one's in. She's got 8. She's 2 points away from becoming the fourth Jeffersonville player to reach double figures. One more coming up for the sophomore. It's up and it's good. She's got 9, 54-37. Warsaw with the ball at the near end. Bricker across the top with a left-hand dribble. Left side Chastain down toward the wing for Neely. Neely dribbles to the top. Gets it to Knepp. Knepp starts in. Bounced it down to the far wing. Neely trying to get inside. Couldn't. In the lane to Bricker. Bad pass. Tipped to the near corner. Grabbed by Knepp. Bricker drives in. Into the lane. Stops. Fakes. Turns. Shoots. Scores. Bricker in double figures with 11. And Warsaw leads, or Warsaw trails, 54-39. Renee down to the right wing. Back out to Mason. Across the top it goes and down to the corner to Marble. Marble trapped in the deep left corner. Overhead pass to Mason. Then back across to Johnson. Johnson fakes to the corner and then throws it out. It's tipped to the timeline where it's grabbed by Mason. Mason, right corner, Renee. She'll shoot for 3. It's good. And they can't miss. And right now, whoever Warsaw plays can't miss. And that's part of the story. Halfway through the fourth, 57-39. Bricker, spinorama to the left block, shoots it up and scores. 57-41 in favor of Jeffersonville. But right now, whoever Warsaw plays is having career days shooting the basketball. Can't just be a coincidence. Bad pass by Renee, picked off. Zartman slow to get up. Bricker with the steal. In transition back to Knepp. Knepp, it's 4-on-5. Zartman rejoins the play. Catches. Drives in the corner to Neely. Neely puts it on the floor. Kicks it out for Chastain. She drives in on Boatwright. Shoots it up. Blocked by Boatwright. Tipped under the basket loose. Grabbed by Mason for Jeffersonville. 3:18 to go in the game. 57-41 Lady Devils. Running up the baseline, dribble the ball off her own foot, and out of bounds. That'll be Warsaw ball, and Zartman is tying her shoe. I guess she's okay. Knepp comes out, Winchester back in. Warsaw trailed after one, 17-9, and they were really never able to get anything going here in this game. And they will struggle to get to 50 here in this contest. Winchester has it outside the block against Boatwright. Takes it hard in, puts it up, puts it in, and a foul. Winchester kind of glances to the ceiling like, oh, finally something. She's got 12 and a chance for a three-point play. They have not announced the foul. They call it on Boatwright. That's her second. Winchester's free throw is short. Rebound's grabbed by Jeffersonville. Johnson. Left side to Marble. Back out to the timeline for Renee. Who came off the bench for her team in this game. Hand off to Mason. Foul called on Zartman. Brooke with her fourth. That's the second on the Lady Tigers here in the fourth quarter. Mason to throw it in into the backcourt. She lobs it for Renee. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. Probably a conversation from Lenny Krebs, but maybe not. We'll see. And there's a bad handoff on the side. Johnson and Mason couldn't get together on it. Turnover gives it back to Warsaw. Callaway back in for the Lady Devils. We're going to come out of this with a split. Unless Warsaw can score 15 straight in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Bricker out at the top. Chastain with space. Kicks across to an open Neely. Neely drives in. Back to Chastain. Chastain dribbles to the elbow, then to the right elbow, and hands back to Zartman. She'll tune and shoot from 25. It's no good. Neely's got the rebound left wing. She'll gather it up and shoot from there and hit. It's a three-pointer. Neely averages 7 a game. She has 7 on her 10th three-pointer. Timeout called by Jeffersonville. It's a full timeout. This will be our last timeout of the game. 1:51 left to play in it. Jeffersonville leads 57-46. We're back after this on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back here at Center Grove. Steve Scott back at the cozy confines of the radio station back in Warsaw. 1:48 to go here in the consolation game. Warsaw trails Jeffersonville 57-46. Marble in the weave. All the way to the left wing. Lost the handle of the ball. Got it back. How is that not a carry? That ball hit her in the chin and her hand never left it. Renee left wing. Backs it out against Winchester. And she'll back it all the way out to the timeline. Trying to spin in. Now they come out the double team. She got around the double team. Drives the lane. Kicks in the corner. Mason back out to Marble. They're going to run time. They're up by 11 with the ball. Marble, backdoor pass, Johnson. Hit her in the knee. She's able to pick it up. Cross-court pass for Renee. Into the corner for Mason. Back out to Renee. The last thing Warsaw wants to do here is chase. And a foul called on Chastain. I mean, the last thing on earth these girls want to do after what they've been through today is chase people around. Villama back in for Chastain. 57-46, Lady Devils. Warsaw about to lose their third in a row. And on the inbounds, Johnson gets it in. Backdoor Callaway cutting in, puts it up. Oh, missed it. Got her own rebound. Blocked by Neely out of bounds. And, well, that was a weird moment. Bricker was going to go save that ball. It was going out of bounds near Taylor Sykes, the head coach of Jeffersonville, who I told you earlier likes to stand down in the corner, and Sykes didn't move. If Bricker would have gone for that ball, she would have ran into Sykes down in that far corner. Inbounds pass, tipped at midcourt, and it's a fight for it at midcourt. It's grabbed by Jeffersonville, and then Bricker ran over Marble. And picks up her third foul. Zarman went for the steal, got a forearm from Renee that no one saw because the way the officials are naturally positioned, wouldn't have seen that. I had a perfect view of it, but the official did not, so he didn't call it because he didn't see it. And now Renee and Zartman had to be told to kind of cool off. They bounce it to Renee, cutting back toward the basket. Zartman not giving up, chasing. Here comes the double team. Renee picks up her dribble at midcourt, throws a blind pass, and it's taken away by Winchester. Outlets to Bricker. 38 seconds. Up the sideline, Zartman. Zartman back to Bricker. 30 seconds. Down into Winchester. Above the block, turns into a double team, kicks it in the corner. Villama for three more. It's good. Timeout, Lady Tigers. Villama with another three-pointer. That's her third of the day. And that's not her thing. Three-pointers are not her forte. However, she's hit three of them today in her third and fourth games back from the injury that she had been dealing with. 57-49. Jeffersonville with the ball. 24 seconds to go. Again, the championship of this tournament will start right at 7 o'clock. Not sure why they're doing it that way, but they did it earlier today. The Warsaw game started right at noon. Championship tonight will start right at 7, which, based on the way things are going, there'll be about a 25-minute wait in between the end of this game and the warm-up for the championship. 24 seconds left. And what's going to be a long bus ride home for Lady Tiger basketball. Mason to throw it in down here below us. She can run the end line. She chooses not to. She gets it into Johnson. Johnson lobs up ahead to Marble. Marble is surrounded by black jerseys and fouled with 19 seconds left. Zartman picks up the foul, and I have her for being disqualified, and she is. She fouls out with 19 seconds left with just 6 points. And for Brooke, that will be a season low. She had 7 against Norwell and 8 against Fort Wayne Snyder. And will end her streak of double-figure games at 11. Marble makes the free throw. She's got 15. And the second one's up, and that one's good. 4 out of 4 for her. Bricker the other way. Winchester from 25 straight out. Nope, too hard. Rebound grab by Johnson. Outlets to Marble on the far side. 7 seconds left. Warsaw trying to get the ball back. Can't. And there's a whistle and a foul called with 3.3 left. And Marble will go down and shoot more free throws. The foul is on Kelsey Wren. That's her first. Marble just made 2. She'll try to make 2 more. She had 6 against Center Grove earlier. She's got 16. Make it 17. One more coming up for the senior. L Marble, E-L-L-E. And that one's good. 3 seconds left. Bricker from midcourt dribbles across the line, shoots it up at the buzzer. It will not count. And the consolation game ends with Jeffersonville as the winner, 61-49 over the Warsaw Lady Tigers. Postgame coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Final score, Warsaw goes 0-2 on the day. They lose to Jeffersonville, 61-49. Final scoring for the Lady Devils, who are now 9-8 after they split their games today. Leading the way, Kyra Boatwright, 4 points. She played a lot tonight, especially compared to last night. Mackenzie Mason, 12 on 4 three-point baskets. Keziah Renee, 12 points. LaKyra Johnson, 15 points. And El Marble, 18. For the Lady Tigers, who are now 8-7, losers of 3 in a row. Brooke Zartman, 6. Alexis Neely, 7. Delaney Villema, 7. Braylee Chastain, 2. Kelsey Wren, 2. And in double figures, Brooke Winchester, 12. And Jocelyn Bricker with 13. It was 17-9 Jeffersonville at the end of one. They outscored Warsaw 12-7 to go up 29-16 at halftime. They outscored Warsaw again in the third, 18-14 to lead 47-30. And Warsaw won the fourth quarter 19-14, but way too little, way too late. And Warsaw loses to Jeffersonville 61-49. Cute moment taking place right now that just is kind of wrapping up. The woman whose name is on this tournament, Carol Toomey, meeting with the Lady Tigers, having some sort of word with them, the girls, and now getting their picture taken with her. So that's pretty cool. So hopefully she had some words that will help spur them on for future endeavors, because the games just get bigger from here. Northridge at the Tiger Den next Saturday. Again, 61-49 the final. We will come back. We will give you the final stats, brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, next on News Now Warsaw. 61-49, Jeffersonville beats Warsaw here in the consolation game of the Carol Toomey Tournament at Center Grove High School. Here are the final stats brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw shot 20 of 46 from the field. That's 44%. 6 of 20 from three-point range. 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. Jeffersonville was 21 of 45 from the field. That's 47%. They were 9 of 19 from three-point range. And they were 10 out of 14 at the free throw line. And again, that's a team that's right around 50% at the free throw line for the season. And they shot much better than that against the Lady Tigers here tonight. In both games today, Warsaw got crushed on the rebounds. They were out-rebounded by 13 by Brownsburg today, 14 tonight by Jeffersonville, 31-17. Warsaw with 11 turnovers and Jeffersonville with 13. Individually, Jocelyn Bricker, a much better shooting night, 6 out of 10 from the field, 1 of 2 from the arc, 13 points for the Lady Tigers. She was the leading scorer. Brooke Winchester, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 5 of 14 from the field, 0 of 5 from three-point range. Brooke for the day was just 3 of 13 from beyond the arc. And her 27 points in the two games today earns her a spot on the all-tournament team. She was the only Lady Tiger with a spot on that team. Also, Brooke Zartman, 2 of 9 from the field, 2 of 8 from the arc. Again, 6 points, a season low for the sophomore guard from the Lady Tigers. Warsaw falls to 8-7 on the season. They have now lost 3 straight, and they have lost 5 of their last 8 games as they fall here today to Jeffersonville, 61-49 in the consolation of the Center Grove Tournament. We'll come back with more next on News Now Warsaw. No Tiger Talk tomorrow. We get one more Saturday off, and then we will get Coaches Krebs and Moore in there on Saturday mornings and talk about boys and girls basketball and swimming. We'll have a bunch of stuff to catch up of the Al Smith Invitational going on for the wrestling team. The swimming teams both won at LaPorte on Wednesday. So it's been a busy kind of in between Christmas and New Year week for Tiger Sports. And it will really get cranking when we get back on the 6th from the Christmas break and start back up with a full slate of wrestling and swimming. So we start to kind of wind up their season, swimming. Wrestling, I think, has one more home meet, and then they're done. Most of their dual meets in the conference are over. So we're getting kind of down to the end of it. So Tiger Talk returns not tomorrow, but the following Saturday. So keep that in mind. When we come back, we'll preview what's coming up for the Lady Tigers next and talk about the boys' game tomorrow next on News Now Warsaw. Well, after the way things have gone today, this would normally be why I would say, let's pack up and get out of here and go home, except I'm not going home. The girls are headed back to Warsaw, but I am not. I am headed off to Lafayette for the boys' games tomorrow afternoon. Boys take on Harrison and their cool gymnasium. We're looking forward to being over there for the first time ever in regular season action or otherwise. So we will have coverage starting at 12:55 with the JV tipping off at 1. Varsity game to follow between the Tigers and the Raiders at Harrison on a Saturday afternoon during the holidays. We hope that you can join us then. The people here at Center Grove could not have been nicer. Katie Fisher and her group here have run an excellent tournament today. We have enjoyed working with them, getting to meet them, know them well. They've been a lot of fun to be around here over the last few hours, and they've been more than accommodating with our people. So we appreciate that very, very much. And I don't know what the plan is for next year, if we're coming back down here or we're going to have our own tournament again. We'll have to wait and see what Coach Krebs has cooked up for next season. But we thank the people here for doing a great job, and for the coaches, Taylor Sykes, and for Debbie Smiley, for their cooperation in our broadcast. And again, the TV people here at Center Grove also were a huge help for our broadcast as well. And of course, thanks to Steve back at the station for all his hard work. I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you did not enjoy how things turned out today. Warsaw falls to Jeffersonville, 61-49. They go 0-2 on the day. I'm Roger Grossman. I'm out of here. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 12:55 from Lafayette.